Mór de Brid, bridle bit, non balo tuk al nalak, a hazui non balo bliganek. Mór, death, matsina wongan, nup wongan. Mourir, to die, matsino, nupen, aqualomin. Mourir par jonglerie, to die through the effects of jugglery or witchcraft. Pawanon, medalonowino. Il est à l'article de la mort, he is at the point of death. Kagon matsina. Aqualoma bombana. Ding de mort, deserving of death. Nepoalmeguat, nepoalmeguzin. Péché mortel, mortal sin. Nepondame saga wakons wongan. Mort, trepasse, a deceased person. Ketonso, ketons quoi? Speaking of a woman. Le jour des morts, the feast of the dead. Pombata mawaudin, understood, nawadak kazazinek ali. Blessé à mort, fatally injured, matsim tahon. Mortalité, mortality, ahali matsinamek. Pest, plague, pestilence, petsinawongan. J'en suis attaqué, I am stricken with it, ne patsina. Ô motte, qui n'a pas de cours, du moins sensible. Stagnant water, which does not flow, at least, to the eye. Mesquite guio, monda montsatsoonwi. Mattel, mortal, mamatsinet. D'un homme. Caduc, declining in age, mamatsilonk, matanaskilonk, matombamnuak. Hain mattel, deadly hate, matsim hawaldowongan, ayotum hawaldowongan. Matsi, martyr, tagwa hongan. The sable de chaux of sand and lime, kazadasus kwanonso, wombi puk. Mortifié, to mortify, mamagatonso hawon. Mamagapnadonso nalwon. Ses passions, to subdue one's passions, to mortify or subdue one's passions. Winit tonso mlawongan. Ntonso mlawongan. To mortify by shame in speaking. Uzigi agatsigamin. Attristé par action ou par parole. To sadden by deeds or words. Uzikaldami lawahon. That's by actions. If by words, uzigi wagamin. Matsuer, dra matsuer, pall, which covers the casket. Pskeniganasa. Morv, snot, or mucus, magik. Morvu, snoti, malagi goma. Mo, word, katwongan. Dire un mot, to say a word, nekoton koon. One word, nekoton koat. Sans dire un mot, without saying a word, tagna nekoton koon. Dire un mot afin qu'on continue à parler d'une chose. To say a word in order to keep the discussion going. Kiwit ton so. Je ne dis mot, I do not say a word. Ne tsigi tasi. Je le laisse faire, je le laisse dire. I let him go on, I let him talk. Ne tsig sadasi. Dis le mot pour rire, to say the word in jest, to speak facetiously. Ahondouan, wikwon. Quel est votre mot? What is your opinion? Tony kiakazin. Tony alaganahaman. Alaganahaman. A demi-mot, to take the hint. Pourquoi oui tamaga? J'ai dit devant lui ce qu'il voulait dire. I said in front of him what he wanted to say. Nenegometonamon. That is, I anticipate him in what he was about to say. Negomiwi means with advantage. You have the word negomiwi in the sentence, in the word nenegometonamon. Motive, design. Ni alita hansit. Tabasco sit. That is his motive. Ni alit suiton so. Ni atswaldak. Ni wadalokat. Ni watsi. Mouche, to blow one's nose. Saniguin. In Raal, we see I blow my nose. Ni sanigui. Mouchet, snuffers, wick, scissors. Temiskotawa higanal. Temiskotawa higanal. That's the broken down as follows. Temiwi, to cut. Skotai, the fire. Higan is a suffix meaning a tool. So the snuffers is used in the plural. Temiskotawa higanal. The last al indicates the plural. Mouchoir, handkerchief. Kasagigwa hawon. In modern Abenaki, they have adopted the French word mosoi. That's from mouchoir. In Kasagigwa hawon, we have the root of the word for mucus, which is magik. You said. Kas agik kasagikwa hawon means the act of blowing one's nose, of using the handkerchief. Nakasi sibigwana, I wipe someone's tears. The word for tears is msibigwan. Nakasi sibigwana wa. Mudr, to grind, tagwahasin, tagwahonso, tagwahon. Brise, to crush, to break, segoskatahonso. Mouye, to wet, to damp, to moisten, mosabagi hadonso, mosabiga halwon. Bonbon wadonso. Sala e mouye, that is wet. Mosbagat, mosbagasu, bonbonwa. Mul, meaning a form, a mold, a matrix. You use the suffix kongan in the construction. You add kongan at the end of the word. For instance, a mold to mix small lead pellets would be skalonskui kongan. Lead is skalonisk. So in skalonisqui kongan, it's the tool to make shot or lead pellets. Moulin mill tagwahongan. In tagwahongan, you have the word for mudr, which is to grind. Tagwahasin. Tagwahongan is the tool or whatever is used to do the grinding. In this case, a mill. Murir, 600 more to die. Mourir en guerre, to die in wartime. Matombagwe, no. War is matombagwe. To die in war is matombagwe, no. Mourir de faim, to die of hunger. Manoson, pscalon donso. Mourir de sa mort naturelle, to die a natural death. Alni matsinon. Ce qui me fait mourir, that which makes me die. Nalik ne pon dama. Ce qui me fait mourir dans le cœur. What makes my heart die or causes my sorrow. Ne pon damik mlawongan. Chercher à faire mourir, to try to bring about someone's death. Kadon kon, kadonadon so. Mouche, fly, especially that kind of a fly which clings to meat and causes it to spoil. Pozawa. Mouche à miel, honeybee, omwa. Moucheron, brûlot, small flies, gnats, midges. Pekosizak, tsosowak. Small insects that sting. Tadon kuisa gi pasitsik. Maringouin, for moustique, mosquitoes, gnats or midges, guagonigana sitsik. Insects which first strike and then sting, papkwanap puhosak. Flies which stick to putrefying matter, mamagawa sak. Mushte, to fleck, to speckle, something which is flecked or speckled. Pepzagigin. Speaking of writing, one that is called a scrawl. Pepzagawikonsu. Mushte, to fleck or speckle, in the case of a piece of fabric, to spot a piece of fabric, the tawagis sonso, momoli the tawagis sonso. Mus, moss, asakamik, pamaguamik. Mouton, sheep, azip. Mouvoir, to move, monde non so. Monde non on. Ma monde non so. Mon tsip ton so. Mon tsipol won. To move, to stir. Ma mon tsipo sin. Ma mon da wagin. Mon da pin. N'être pas ferme, to be unsteady. Ahata, ahapin. My body is not firm, not strong. Monda wagiasweo naga. Se mouvoir exprès, to move on purpose. Montse polozin. Se sozes kap holozin. Moi, nia. C'est à moi, it is up to me too. Nia elalmaguzia. Elalmaguzowongan means opinion. Muable, inconstant, changeable, fickle, papillui, in the construction of words. Mue, to molt, psqua wasamuon. Ils sont mue, they have molted. Pusqua wahadoak. Mue, to slough, speaking of a serpent. Catalonso. Mue, dumb, mute. Nanaton won. Devenir muet, se taire. To to become speechless, to keep silent, sigilun, to silence someone by convincing him, zakasin, rumawon, mufl, muffle of an animal, mkiton, muffle of a moose, musikiton, mui, hog's head, a large barrel, molikila, molikilak. That is from the French barik, cask, which we find in Rawl's dictionary. From barik, they made molikila, which means a large barrel. Multiplier, se multiplier, to multiply. Ahondailin. En nombre, multiplier en nombre, to multiply in numbers. On da ki ton so, on da ki mon. Multitude, multitude, masilin. Ah, quelle multitude. Aguadala, paga almobus batoni. Oh, what a multitude. Aguadala, paga almobus batoni. Meunier, a miller, no tahasit. Munir, to provide, to supply. Wam tonso. On the muni de tout, we provide him with everything. Wamawa honklon. This place is supplied with everything. Wamtam ziwikagwi. Munir, to provide, to fortify. Muni contre le froid. Fortified against the cold. Kizwasawat. Munition de guerre, ammunition. And saon kozoon. Muraille, high, thick wall. Pnapus qui conso. Mos paps quinonso. L'épaisseur, the thickness, kapagapskanonsik. Murmurer, to murmur, kimtonkon, nolumtonkon, ou sartonkon. Murmurer contre quelqu'un, to murmur against someone, oskogamin, mesaligamin, mesigamin. Se plaignant, to complain as we murmur, Mesaili ton kon, Mesaili ton kon. Musk, in French, musk, Mesquasi non guat, Mesquasi mon guat. Mesquasso is muskrat, mon guat means the smell of. Musk de rognon, kidney musk, Mesquasoui williac. Willy is the oil pouch in certain animals and birds from which they draw oil to anoint their exterior so water will flow over. For example, Tamaquai Williak of the beaver. Ramusque, muskrat, musquasso. Musk, muscle, oton, Metsat, Kikwondi. Lequel de ces trois mots signifie muscle? C'est ce que je n'ai pu encore bien connaître. Ce qui est de sûr, c'est que ces mots signifient muscle, tendon, nerf. Lequel en particulier, c'est ce que je ne décide pas. This is what we read in Obedi. I shall now translate what I have said in French. Which one of these three words, oton, metsat, kikwondi, means muscle, I, meaning obedi, was unable to determine. One thing sure, these three words mean either muscle, tendon, or sinew, or nerve. But which one in particular means one or the other, I cannot say. The above are the words of obedi. However, in consulting Rawl, we find that Kikwondi means the nerves, or also used for sinew thread. also for nerves, Ral gives Utsapt Utsaptal, which is very close to Matsapt. For nerves, we see in Joseph Laurent's book, Utsaptal, on page 25. Mutin, rebellious, unruly. Tsatsagonwa, Tsatsagonwaldam. Querelleux, quarrelsome. Natonwi kikontuk. Mutuel, mutual. Ahazoka. L'un après l'autre, one after the other. Tatabiwi, in the same way. On both sides, Aitaiwi. Alternately is Onsitaiwi. This ends the letter M in Obidi's dictionary. Most of it is on side one, as far as the word montre, which means a watch, and it's the same word for a clock. On side two, the first quarter of side two, or roughly the first quarter, goes from montre to the word, the final word in M, which is mutual. French mutuel, mutual. I should like now to explain that I have pronounced these words as they are said, as they are pronounced nowadays. This is 1981, as I'm recording this, as these words are pronounced by the few who still speak Abenaki on the reservation, the Abenaki reservation where I was born, which is in the province of Quebec. The name of the reservation is Odanak. In history, it was known as the St. Francis Abenaki Indian Village. There are a few remarks that I should like to make. For instance, the letter R is no longer used. It was used at the time of Ral and Obidi. So whenever I come across the letter R, I change it to L, because R has been changed, the letter R has been changed to the letter L. For instance, where we see in the first page under magic, under witchery or jugglery, the French word is magie, we read Metau Renault en gun. Nowadays they don't say R, they say Metau Renault en gun. And the same thing throughout the book, wherever there is an R, I change it to the letter L. As far as the letter E with an acute accent on it, it may have been pronounced formerly as the same way as you would pronounce T, the word for T in French, giving it the sound A. But nowadays, on the reservation, every time that we see the letter E with an acute accent, we pronounce it as A. For that reason, going back to the same word for magic, Metal de Nowongan, the second E has an acute accent, but we pronounce it as if it were the letter A. We say Metal de Nowongan, not Metal de Nowongan. On the Penobscot Indian Reservation at Old Town, they may have kept the letter they may have kept the sound A for the letter E with an acute accent, because in the word for friend or my friend, which we say on our reservation, ni don ba, instead of saying that final syllable, ba, in Old Town they say be, they say ni don be. Also, where we say on, for the many instances of the an with a diuresis on it, it may have been formerly an, but nowadays it is on, at least on my reservation. At Old Town, I believe they sounded more like ah, coming back to the same word of ni don ba, which we say which we pronounce that way in Odenak on my reservation. At Old Town, Maine, it is pronounced ni da be. The second syllable is pronounced as ah and instead of on. There is a very valuable small manuscript on the reservation, which has the roots of the Abenaki verb, the words, and it's called the whole title is called in Latin Index Alphabeticus Correspondens Silva Vocum Wabanakerum et Radicum Wabanakerum Silva. It is generally referred to as Radicum Silva. Just take the last few words, which means a collection of Abenaki roots. That manuscript has never been published, and it is listed in a small pamphlet which was written by a white man near the reservation. The town near the reservation of Odenak, the town is called Pierreville, and there was a justice of the peace. He was called a judge. His name was Gill, Judge Gill. And he was a judge of the Superior Court. And the title of the pamphlet is, I'll give it to you in French because that's the way it is, it's written in French. Notes sur de vieux manuscrits Abenaki par Charles Gill, juge de la Cour supérieure. That means remarks on old manuscripts, on old Abenaki manuscripts. And those remarks are by Charles Gill, judge of the Superior Court. That was published in 1886, and it is in that pamphlet that I saw this reference to the Radicum Silva, which is by Nudenas. Since few people would have occasion or could come by this old pamphlet on the old Abenaki manuscripts, I thought of using the last part of this tape in quoting various passages from that manuscript. From that pamphlet. The pamphlet has 22 pages, and the opening paragraph, Judge Gill, the author of the pamphlet, expresses his gratitude to a Mr. Vassal, who was then agent of the Abenakis, at Pierreville, but in those days it was known as, in those days, in 1886, it was known as the Abenaki Reserve at Pierreville. But since then, in 1917, the Indian reservation has been given a name. The government wanted to set up a post office, and they had to find a name. So the name they took was Odanak, O-D-A-N-A-K. Odana means village, and Odanak is the locative, meaning at the village. So the official name of the Abenaki Reservation of Pierreville is Odanak, Quebec. It even has a zip code by now, and it says JOG1HO. So the opening paragraph, in talking on this tape, I will generally refer to the reservation as Odanak. But in reading this pamphlet, I shall once in a while say Pierreville. Pierreville is the French village adjacent to the Indian reservation. So Judge Gill, in his old Abenaki manuscripts, says in the first paragraph, I am indebted to Mr. Vassal, who was then the agent of the Abenakis at Pierreville, and to the Reverend Mr. Quinn, who was the priest at Pierreville, but at the same time he was missionary of the Indians. And he expresses gratitude for having had possession for some time of various old manuscript volumes that are preserved in the mission. After having made some certain study of it, these are the words of Judge Gill, I have extracted certain notes, and the philologists and those who are interested in languages will read them with, I hope, some interest. These manuscripts are 10 in number, and I classify them in numerical order. Those who have undoubtedly the most value are the dictionaries, and it is mainly in those that I have made some research. Now, the first one that he mentions is number one, Dictionnaire Français Abenaki par le Père Joseph Aubery, Jesuit. It means French Abenaki Dictionary by the Jesuit father, Joseph Aubery. I shall come back to this because this is the one that I, Stephen Laurent of Intervale, New Hampshire, this is the one that I am translating. And right now, on this tape, you have had the letter M. But I thought first I would give you a list of those 10 manuscripts. They are still, presumably, they are still at the original, at the museum in Odanak. So number one, I have told you, is the French Abenaki Dictionary. And he devotes 10 pages of his 20-page pamphlet, he devotes 10 pages to making comments on that number one dictionary, French Abenaki Dictionary. Number two is Dictionnaire Abenaki Français, in other words, Abenaki French Dictionary. That is number two. And in this one, he he devotes from about 4 or 5 pages, from page 11 to page 15. Manuscripts number 3 and number 4 refer to the Radicum Silva, which I have already mentioned. This title, I've given it to you already, and it really, in shortened form, the title can be said, a compilation of Abenaki roots, meaning the roots of words. Number 3 consists of 216 pages, and number 4 is really just a copy of the first with some changes, little variations. So we have number 1, French Abenaki. Number 2 is Abenaki French. Number 3 and number 4 are the Radicum Silva. Number 5 is mostly something in the style of a catechism. And some sermons. Number 6 has the heading chant liturgique, in other words, liturgical song, singing, liturgical singing. And while Judge Gill mentions 10 manuscripts, he really stops at number 6 with this chant liturgique. The other manuscripts, which are number 7, 8, 9, and 10, he says, belong to various families in the village, and they are also religious books which have prayers and psalms and so forth. So that at the museum there would be only from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I shall now go back to number 1, which is the French Abenaki Dictionary. I feel that not only is this pamphlet hard to come by, but once you have found it, you find that it's all in French. So it has occurred to me that it might be a good idea to extract certain passages from this pamphlet for the benefit of those who may be studying the language or who are desirous of having more information on the author and on the dictionary itself. Well, he says it is a volume in quarto of 540 pages. And under the title, on the first page, he says, and this is a good thing to know, ce qui est écrit en une autre écriture que celle de l'auteur n'est point abenaki. In other words, that which is written in another handwriting than that of the author is not Abenaki. This is Obedi who put that note in there. And he adds, c'est de l'Algonquin que le révérend père de la chasse y a écrit de sa main. L'auteur de ce dictionnaire n'y a aucune part. Aucune part. In other words, Obedi says, this is what you see in another handwriting than mine, is Algonquin, and it is the writing of Father de la Chasse, who wrote it. In handwriting, and I, the author of this dictionary, have nothing to do with with what Father de la Chasse has inserted in there. Unquote. And Judge Gill goes on, he says, there are in fact a great number of Algonquin words, either between the lines or at the end of the word, as much as the space would permit. The second page, for instance, is filled with notes of the author. By the author, he means Obedi. And he transcribes them here. He says, quelques notes. This, mind you, is Obedi. We have left Père Lachasse. It was just in passing that I thought I should tell you that in the original manuscript of Obedi, there are two kinds of handwriting. But most of it is Obedi's, and it's easy to recognize it. But the other notes that are mostly to the extreme right of the page, at the end, wherever there was space would permit, it belonged to Lachasse. But now it's Obedi that gives what he calls quelques notes, in other words, a few comments. That's on the fly leaf of his dictionary. And there are six comments. I shall give you the French and then I shall translate it. Number one. Quoique les infinitifs ne soient guère en usage dans le bien acquis en tant qu'infinitif, cependant, pour plus grande facilité de chercher et trouver toutes les dérivations des verbes, selon leur voie, leur mode, leur temps, je marque l'infinitif, lequel infinitif est en usage comme impersonnel. Exempli gratia, abandonner, paquitonso, paquilon, c'est-à-dire on abandonne cette chose noble ou ignoble. The reason why I'm saying it in French is because I'm quite certain that some students will be able to understand French, and they would like to know what the original said. I will now translate roughly in English what Obedi said in number one of his remarks. Although the infinitives are hardly used in Abenaki as such, yet for greater facility in looking for and finding all the derivatives of the verbs according to their modes, their time, their declension, these infinitives are used as impersonal. For example, abandonner is paquitonso. That paquitonso means is the infinitive. It really means on abandonne, as we would say in French, we abandon. And paquitonso would be used with a noble thing. For instance, on abandonne un parent, on abandonne un enfant, we abandon a parent or a child. You would use paquitonso. On the other hand, if you say on abandonne cet endroit, or something that is inanimate or ignoble, you would say paquilouon. And throughout the book, you will find that whenever you see the ending onso, you will also see, after a few dots, you will also see the syllable won. It's because that was one of the rules of the Abenaki language, that with the noble thing, you use the noble ending, and with an ignoble or inanimate thing, you would use an ignoble ending or an inanimate ending. It is difficult to say just what is considered noble and ignoble, and it has nothing to do, or not too much, with nobility. It In some cases, they would call them strong words or weak words. In some other books, they would call them animate. Noble would be animate. Ignoble would be inanimate. But as far as Obiti goes, you will find throughout his book, here and there, noble, noble, telling you that that word will take the endings that go with noble words. And the same way you'll find at some other places, ignoble, meaning ignoble, meaning that that goes with, that is an ignoble word, and it would take such as an ending that would generally go with the ignoble words. And the verbs follow suit. An ignoble thing has to be conjugated by or with an ignoble verb, which ends with on. So that's his first remark, which deals with the infinitive. Now, remark number two, he says, quand il y a un ni, c'est une marque, c'est une chose ignoble, et une n, que c'est une chose noble. When you see the letter I, that indicates that it is ignoble, a thing that's ignoble. When you see the letter I, when you see the letter N, it means that it is noble thing. So much for comment number two. The remark number three. Comme le génie de la langue a de composer et de dériver des verbes les uns des autres, il suffit d'avoir indiqué quelques verbes pour chaque mot français marqué, afin de donner jour à en former une multitude d'autres non marqués, qui seront nécessaires pour signifier d'autres choses. Et cela peut beaucoup servir le petit dictionnaire des racines, tant adverbial que médiante et finale que j'ai, comme aussi le rudiment Abenaki. That is remark number three. Now here's translation as well as I can do it. As the genius of the tongue is to compose and to derive verbs one from the other, it is sufficient to have indicated the few verbs for each French word listed, and these will give birth or will enable one to form a multitude of other verbs which are not listed, but which are necessary to signify other things. And this can be very useful if used in conjunction with a small dictionary of roots, which are adverbial roots as well as suffixes or prefixes. The other dictionary which I have made, this is Obedi speaking, as also the rudimentary grammar of the Abenaki tongue. Now these two items that he mentions, the small dictionary of roots, has nothing to do with the other Silva Radicum by Nudenas. This small dictionary of roots that Obidi made, as well as his elementary grammar of the Abenakis, which he calls the rudiments Abenaki, rudiments of the Abenaki tongue. Those two works have never shown up, have disappeared. So we presume that they may have burned when Rogers destroyed the village in 1759. And Judge Gill gives it as his opinion that the reason that the dictionary did not perish at the same time may be that the priest who was then in charge of the mission happened to be away, and probably he had Probably he was studying the dictionary so much that he probably had it with him at all times. In any case, the six manuscripts that I have spoken of so far are still extant and are in the museum at Odenak. But this Dictionary of Roots of Obedi and this grammar, Abenaki grammar of Obedi, probably is no longer, do not exist anymore. I feel I should say that because those who study the original Obedi, you have a photostat copy at the Maine Historical Society. You have the photostat copy of Obedi's French Abenaki dictionary, and every now and then you'll see the note voir le rudiment Abenaki, in other words, check on the grammar concerning a certain word or a certain sentence or a certain construction. He will refer you to the Abenaki grammar which he wrote, and it is a pity that we do not have this grammar, as it would clarify many things. So that is all that I have to say about this comment number 3. It's so far from the beginning, perhaps I should say that I am reading from the pamphlet of Judge Gill, and Judge Gill quotes quote verbatim what appears on the first page of the Dictionary of Obedi, which bears the title Quelques Notes, A Few Remarks. And as I said, there are 6 remarks, and I've just given you remark number 3. Now in remark number 4, here is what we read. Quoique j'ai tâché d'exprimer les mots Abenaki dans le vrai sens de leur signification par rapport aux mots français, in parentheses, he says, ce que je n'aurais pas entrepris de faire avant plus de 10 ans de réflexion sur les mots de cette langue, je puis et même je crois avoir encore manqué à certains mots, comme d'oiseau ou autre chose semblable, dont les mots français ne m'ont pas été connus assez pour y mettre le vrai mot Abenaki qui y répond. Mais je crois que cela va à peu de choses. That's comment number 4. Even though I have tried to express the Abenaki words in giving their real meaning in connection with the French words, something which I, in parentheses, he says, something which I would not have undertaken unless I had had at least 10 years of work, of some reflection on the words of the language. And he closed the parenthesis there. I can, and I even believe, I can have missed, and I think I have missed also, on certain words. For instance, the words of birds or other things of that nature, of which the French words were not known to me enough. And also because I could not convey the meaning to the Indians who were helping me to give the real Abenaki word that corresponds to it. I believe I have missed theirs certain words, and perhaps many words. But I believe that does not matter too much. That is his final sentence. Mais je crois que cela va peu de chose. But I believe that is of little consequence. And that is the end of comment number four. Those who are Audubon members, for instance, may regret that there are no more bird names in the dictionary, but even so, there are quite a few. But as we can well imagine, a newly arrived person coming from France to a new country would not know the names of all the birds that would be here, because they probably would be different from, or a little bit different from, what was found in the old world. And that's the end of comment number four. If sometimes, let me say it in French first, note numéro 5. Si quelquefois on trouve la lettre P, c'est une marque que le mot est d'une autre langue que du pur Abenaki. And the judge Gill, the author of this pamphlet, has a footnote. Le manuscrit porte bien la lettre P, bien qu'elle figure dans nombre de mots. So here is note, here is remark number 5, translating in English, and I'll also give you the footnote of Judge Gill. If sometimes we find the letter P, it is a sign that the word is of another language than pure Abenaki. And Judge Gill's footnote says, the manuscript of Obedi gives very well the letter P, although we find it in numerous places throughout the book. My guess, and I'm giving it only as a guess, could be that the letter P there means Pilwa, which means, Pilwa in Abenaki means foreign, in other words, not real Abenaki, but a foreign word, a word that belongs to another tongue. But that's only my guess. But anyway, we do find here and there a capital letter P standing by itself. And throughout the book, you will find at many places the letter P is used in the body of the word, and I believe what he referred to was the letter P, capital P, standing by itself, either at the beginning of a word or beginning of a line, and that would mean that it is not pure Abenaki. So that's note number 5. Finally, his last remark, which is number 6, is rather a long remark, and I'll give it first in French. L'infinitif, selon le génie de la langue, ou plutôt l'impersonnel, se prend pour le nom substantif. Et de plus, il est aisé de former le substantif de cet infinitif, selon qu'il est marqué dans les éléments. Ainsi, souvent, on formera les substantifs des infinitifs qui sont les seuls presque marqués. Par exemple, d'abandonner une personne, pakiwon, se forme pakilwawongan, l'abandon qu'on fait de quelqu'un. Ces deux mots se mettent également pour le substantif, et le premier qui est verbe forme aisément le deuxième. Ainsi faudra-t-il faire des autres mots. This final remark is not crystal clear, but I shall translate it as well as I can. And what he says is that from the infinitive, which is really an impersonal in Abenaki, from that you can form nouns by adding the proper suffix. So here is the way that he puts it in French, which I have told you already in French. The infinitive, according to the genius of the tongue, or rather the impersonal, is often taken for the substantive, and moreover, it is easy to form the substantive from that infinitive, as is indicated in the elements. Well, as I have already told you, the elements of the Abenaki grammar, that has been lost, so we can forget about that. I go back to now to the remark. Therefore, often we shall form substantives from the infinitives, which are the only words given in many cases. And he gives an example. From to abandon a person, pakilwon, that is the verb, we form pakilwawongan, the abandon, the action of abandoning. Qu'on fait de quelqu'un, the abandon, the action of abandoning of somebody. These words can be used equally for the substantive. Although the first word is a verb, the impersonal, abandonner, on abandonne, and it forms easily the second verb, the second word, which is a substantive. And thus we will have to do with many other words. And there we come to the end of that page of the quelques notes, or a few comments on the Abenaki, on the dictionary that Obedi started writing.